Don't Eat the Puck.
Once upon a time, on a frozen lake near Black Star City, there were 12 elves playing a game of hockey. They were freezing cold as they zipped around on the ice, and they were having lots of fun. But this wasn't an ordinary game of hockey. The elves were using a live, juicy fish as their puck, and blue and purple candy canes as hockey sticks.
It was a very crazy, noisy game. Some of the elves were shooting and slamming their candy cane sticks on the ice.
It was so noisy that Makwa, the bear, who was hibernating for the winter, woke up. Makwa was very angry. He was exhausted and hated the cold. Most of all, Makwa was very hungry because he hadn't eaten for months. Then he noticed the juicy fish sliding and slipping around on the ice. His stomach started to grumble and growl.
Makwa ran towards the slippery fish. It was dinner time. The elves stood still and stared in amazement. Makwa raced out onto the frozen lake, not realizing that the ice was too thin in one part of North Lake.
His heavy weight cracked a huge hole, and Makwa fell through the ice, down into the frigid water below.
All the elves laughed at Makwa when he fell into the lake. Makwa and the elves had never really gotten along very well, actually. Once before, 5 years ago, in fact, Makwa had stolen their live fish while the elves' hockey game was taking place.
Zymon, the smallest elf and the referee, blew his whistle. "Help! Help! Help the bear already!" yelled Zymon in a panic. Even though Makwa had been unkind, Zymon didn't want the poor bear to drown.
It was clear that Makwa was having a hard time getting out of the water because the ice was very slippery and his big paws had nothing to grip onto.
Quickly, the elves licked the tips of their candy cane sticks and stuck them together as fast as they could to form a chain.
They tried to pull Makwa from the freezing waters, but all of a sudden, Topanga, the youngest elf in front, fell into the icy lake too. Oh no!
Makwa was concerned for Topanga because he knew she didn't know how to swim. He picked her up with his giant bear paws and threw her back out of the water.
Determined to rescue Makwa after he sees Topanga, the elves tried their hardest and finally successfully rescued him with their candy cane chain. It was hard work because Makwa was as heavy as a bulldozer, but they worked together and they never gave up.
The elves and Makwa celebrated with loud cheering, and they have become friends and made peace at last.
The fact that elves decided to let Makwa play hockey with them under one condition.